Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
I'm going to teach you four time-saving techniques for SEO, so these will save you time, help you gain more resources in your business, and help you stop wasting months on tasks that won't bring you much value when it comes to SEO. And just a bit about me, I mean, over the last 5 years, I've helped hundreds of websites increase their rankings with SEO. I run my own link building agency, but I also have my own websites too. And I know that when it comes to SEO, it's not the fastest marketing channel in the world, okay? It takes time, it takes resources, it takes a lot of energy. So with these time-saving techniques I'm about to show you, you will be more efficient with your SEO, you will save time, and you'll stop wasting energy on tasks that aren't the best use of your time. So it's gonna be more efficient for your business. Basically, SEO isn't that fast, so don't make it slower, okay? So let's run into the first step, which is keyword research, okay? Now, you may be thinking, isn't this just another task? Isn't this gonna take me more time? Well, if you plan your keyword research up front, which most websites don't do, then you will save a lot of time in the long run. Because if you can manage to plan out your keyword research now, if you can find the right keywords to go after, if you can be efficient with that process, then you'll stop going after highly competitive search terms that won't bring you any traffic and are just going to waste your time in the long run. For example, if you write 50 blogs around keywords that aren't actually realistic to rank for, if they're too competitive, if the websites you're trying to compete with are just on a much higher level than you, then you're never going to rank for them. And you're going to waste so much time creating content, spending money hiring writers, spending money publishing the content, when actually, if you did some keyword research up front, you'd realize these keyword terms are way too competitive to rank for. So that's why it's important to plan your keyword research up front, okay? So go after low competition, high volume keywords with a decent click-through rate on Google. And if you're not sure how to do that, make sure you check out my other tutorials on YouTube on exactly how to do keyword research, because this will save you a lot of time in the long run. And a bit of planning now will save you months of frustration in the long run and help you get better results with SEO. Next up, and this is a classic mistake I see so many people do, and that's don't try and do everything for free, okay? If there's SEO tools out there that are gonna help you save time, just invest in them. Just invest in them upfront and don't try and do manual work or try and take shortcuts in the long run. For example, for my business, for my SEO business, we need to use Ahrefs. Like, literally the business wouldn't run without it, okay? Or at least a similar tool like this. Now, if we tried to do everything for free, if we didn't pay for Ahrefs, then we would waste so much time trying to do crappy SEO tasks that don't really bring us much value, and we could invest those resources in much more impactful tasks. So don't try to do everything for free. And if there's a tool that you can invest in right now that's gonna save you time, just do it, and save yourself the energy, save yourself the resources too. Because the other thing is as well, quite often these SEO tasks that you're investing in are gonna take your valuable energy and attention away from other tasks that would help grow your business and will be much more efficient for your business too. The other thing is as well, that when it comes to SEO tools, you might as well invest in them because they can give you data that you wouldn't find anywhere else. For example, when it comes to keyword research, as I mentioned before, if you try and do that through Google's free keyword planner, you're only gonna get the data for their paid traffic. You won't get the data for their organic traffic. Whereas if you use Ahrefs, if you use SEMrush, if you use Ubersuggest, these tools, even though they cost a bit of money, are gonna give you much more insightful data than if you used free tools available. So always go for the premium version if it's gonna save you time. And this brings me on to tip number three, which is probably the most important time-saving hack on this list, and that's to always build backlinks to your content, okay? If you're not building backlinks to your content, then chances are you're never gonna rank your content on Google. It's never gonna get to that top spot, because if you're not building backlinks, your competitors will. And Google's algorithm kind of works like a voting system, right? So the more backlinks you get, AKA votes, the higher you're going to rank on Google. So if you want to save time, if you literally want to rank your content within 30 days, within a few months, then the best way to do that is not through writing tons of content, it's not through spending all day optimizing your content on page, it's building backlinks to your website and building high quality backlinks that actually make a difference to your site's rankings. And seriously, this is the most important task on this list, because even though it will take you a bit of time to promote your content and build backlinks to your site, in the long run, this is going to save you time. Because if you just sit there writing content, publishing it, hitting refresh on the SERPs and expecting your rankings to increase, they won't without backlinks. It's just the way Google's algorithm works. And Google needs to see external backlinks from other websites to yours to validate the fact that your content is high quality. So make sure you always build backlinks to your content. And then my final time-saving tip when it comes to SEO is to make sure you outsource every single task that you can, okay? If there's any task that you know someone else could do and it takes you longer than 5 minutes, outsource it as soon as possible, okay? And you may think, I don't have the money for that, or I don't know how to outsource this, but you need to create systems, you need to create SOPs in place, and you need to create processes where you can quickly outsource all of the tasks related to SEO, because these are boring admin tasks that you're probably not going to enjoy also. But as well as that, the problem is that these sort of tasks, even though they're only 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, they all rack up and they're going to take your energy away from the most important tasks that will grow your business. So don't spend your time optimizing your on-page SEO or trying to promote backlinks yourself. Outsource it. It's going to save you time. It's going to be a better use of your time. And that way you have a business that runs without you rather than you trying to do everything yourself.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.